Hello, Freedom fans. David Allen Carmichael here, Preservative Talk Radio. I've been finding out, you know what you've been doing lately? You've been going to PreservativeTalkRadio.com. I just checked the stats today. Zing! Oh my, oh my, oh my. My goodness, so go there. I hope you're enjoying it and communicate. When you go on there, go ahead and click a link. There's a link you can communicate to me by email. Tell me what you like, what you don't like, pose questions. It very well may be that your question is something that we address the very next day. So it'd be really good. Also, I have to admit, I met David Tulis 3 weeks ago. Yeah, it was January 24th that I met him. And it was at a Tea Party meeting. I went in and showed up the Tea Party meeting. They were having the city council candidate forum. And so I had a chance to meet them and a couple other people. And I met David Tulis. I just have to admit, I went to his Nuganomics.com webpage today. It's a blog. He's great, man. Oh, my goodness. So I'm giving him a plug. Nuganomics. It is really, really, really good. Very insightful. He writes in a way where it's kind of teasing. So I know you're listening to me when I say go to PreservativeTalkRadio.com and also PreservativeTalkRadio.net, and it's benefiting folks. But also I got to tell you, before I go on to this next thing, thank you, Michael Connolly, for giving me an interview. He was bringing up some very important things that the United States Justice Foundation, that they're doing. And it turns out, when I checked his webpage at USJF.net, USJF.net, United States Justice Foundation.net, I found some articles, some cases that they are sponsoring. Sponsoring litigation in the U.S. Supreme Court of very, very, very important national news cases. And in there, of course, it turns out, the gentleman that got us through our case suing the United States, that we finally prevailed on all points completely in 2006, Herb Titus, his partner Bill Olson, are there arguing, and then Michael Peruca. So you can listen here on Liberty Works Radio Network, Copperhead 1240 AM. Their Institute on the Constitution, their educational organization, is also in this friend of court brief that's going to the U.S. Supreme Court. So it's interesting to see how all these people are of like mind and heart and we're shouldering the load together. And I'm going to pause here. I actually planned on talking about something else. I was very thoroughly prepared to give you several hours of discussion on some very important stuff. But I'm going to pause. I would like it if you guys would partner with us. So I'm going to probably save till tomorrow a little statement that'll be intriguing. And it's going to be a little bit of indictment on those who spend their energy sitting on Mr. Rumpelstiltskin. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Come back, 7 o'clock. Here's a case in Oklahoma. I said we were talking about usurpation. And it's because it's a long, I could do a whole couple hours on this one particular case that I found at the USJF .net website. And it's also on William J. Olson PC, WJOPC.com. Obviously, there's some great cases there that you can find about. As I was doing the study, it just occurred to me that there's much that we need to talk about. There's a lot of education involved here, but my focus really needs to be on what can we do? What can we do? What is the need of Radio Free Saudi Daisy populace? So some of this stuff is going to be educational. I want you to continue to come back every night, 7 to 8 p.m. I believe some of the stuff's being rebroadcast the following day, often at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So tell your friends about it. So go ahead and listen. You're going to get piece by piece the renewing of your mind. If you go to church, they talk about Romans 12, chapter 1. It talks about the renewing of your mind. And you know what? It's got to be pretty comprehensive. Okay, you read Genesis to Revelation, the Bereshith to the Amen at the end, if you want to do it in Hebrew and Hebrew. If you do that, now there's the application. So what we're doing is bringing the real truth, what's been revealed in law and government, and we're making it apply on really day-to-day things. Because if we get things lined up rightly, we all are going to benefit, and our next generation will as well. So here's this case where Oklahoma has said, let me go ahead and read. This is right from the Friend of Court brief that USJF, United States Justice Foundation, is one of the sponsors. I'm not going to say all the percentages, but they're citing the Oklahoma State Constitution. I'm going to be quoting the Tennessee Constitution here momentarily. The petitioner, Personhood Oklahoma, sought by petition to exercise the people's authority to propose amendments to their own constitution. Purporting to exercise authority alleged conferred upon it by the state legislature, the Oklahoma Supreme Court, listen to what they said to themselves, the Oklahoma Supreme Court decreed the initiative to be void on its face. The people of Oklahoma, they're saying, aren't allowed to amend their own constitution. That's essentially what this means. It ordered it to be stricken on the sole ground that the initiative defining person conflicted with that court's with the Supreme Court's decision in Planned Parenthood versus Casey. So we'll have to summarize what that means is the people of Oklahoma are not allowed to change their own constitution unless what they do agrees with 5 out of 9 people on the United States Supreme Court and their opinion of morality. That's what it comes down to. This is coming to a case near you, Radio Free Saudi Daisy. That's where it matters. Now we're going to get a little education here. Joseph Story, he was a justice of the Supreme Court up until 1845. Some things I think ought to be, I think he's a study in himself, but he said that the 10th Amendment, which reserves those powers to the states if they're not expressly given to the federal government, he said it's merely an affirmation of what is a necessary rule of interpreting the Constitution. I'll quote him completely. That 10th Amendment is a mere affirmation of what, upon any just reasoning, is a necessary rule of interpreting the Constitution. That was Joseph Story's way of saying what I say all the time. It's a no-brainer. The Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the 10th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, they're no-brainers. It's something that's, they're self-evident truths. Being an instrument of limited enumerated powers, said Joseph Story, it follows irresistibly, you know, I mean, it's beyond reason here, that what is not conferred, that which is, and I'll put it in some English terms here, that which is not given to the federal government is withheld and belongs to the state authorities. That means if it's not given to the United States, that means part of the United States government there that they're describing includes the Supreme Court, guys. They are not elevated above the Constitution. So whatever's not given to that United States, whether it's the judiciary, legislature, or the executive, whatever has not been given to them, it belongs to the state. If invested by their constitutions of government, and if not so invested, so in other words, if it's not in the state constitution, or it's not in the federal constitution, it's not in the state constitution, then Joseph Story said, this is well before 1845, it is retained by the people. This was said in 1833. It's retained by the people as part of their, big word here, residuary sovereignty. Other than Almighty God, the people are the sovereign. They are the representative. They are the regents of the power of government on behalf of the one who created us. And that's retained. If it's not been, if they as a regent have not given it over or delegate it to a particular office, it's theirs. The Supreme Court isn't over the people. The Supreme Court is under the people. The people of Oklahoma has reserved to themselves the power to propose laws and amendments to the Constitution. Now, which page am I on here? Because I got this little note here that tells myself, read the Tennessee Constitution, David. So I'll go ahead and do it right now. Oh, no, it says to myself, read pages 5 and 6 and then the Constitution. So I'm going to read out of this case, this Friend of Court brief going to the Supreme Court right now. The people of Oklahoma have reserved to themselves the power to propose laws and amendments to the Constitution. The power to amend or revise their Constitution resides in the great body of the people as an organized body politic who, being vested with ultimate sovereignty, except for, of course, the creator folks, and the source of all state authority have power to control and alter their own constitutions at will. It's the law that they have made. It is true. That was a case the Supreme Court said in 1883. I've got one little more line here, and then I'm going to read the Tennessee Constitution. We're going to see how it affects you. All power, this is the Oklahoma Constitution. It says, all power is inherent in the people, and government is instituted for their protection, security, and benefit, and to promote their general welfare. And they have the right, this is a no-brainer, folks. This is all it is just showing a no-brainer. And they have the right to alter or reform the same, that's the Constitution, their own Constitution, whenever the public good may require it. And folks, what's supposed to happen is they do that at will, and then the court responds to it. It obeys it. It stays within those boundaries, like it or not. If you're accepting a paycheck from the people, you're stuck with doing what they say. Now, any questions? You had your chance. I'm going to now read the Tennessee Bill of Rights, and we're going to see what it says. That all power is inherent in the people. Oh my goodness. I wonder if Oklahoma, when they became a state, quoted the Tennessee Constitution. All power is inherent in the people, and all free governments, are founded on their authority, on the authority of the people. That means any government that exercises power, they're doing it with the authority of the people, then that power exercise is not tyranny, because they've got lawful, godly authority, been delegated by you. All powers, all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for their peace, safety, and happiness. That would be life, liberty, and property. For the advancement of those ends, they have at all times an unalienable. You can't get rid of it. Even if they join the United States, they can't get rid of that. They have an unalienable, indefeasible, can't be defeated, I guess. We'll have to. Has anybody ever looked up indefeasible? Now I have to do it. An unalienable and indefeasible right to alter. That's alter it, change it at will, reform, or abolish the government in such manner as they may think proper, not as their Supreme Court, as appointed, thinks proper. Not as 5 out of 9 on the United States Supreme Court thinks proper. Folks, it's getting bad when these no-brainers are being forgotten. We are here as a ministry to you. This Preservative Talk Radio, me, David Allen Carmichael, the station owner manager of Copperhead 1240 AM. We're really here in partnership with you. So I encourage you, think about it. There's people who are advertising on the station, pays the bills, make sure that electricity's flowing. You got many thousands of watts of power coming out of the transmitter. They're doing it because it makes sense. But there's folks who agree with what we're saying and probably benefiting from what we're saying, and they're fearful and not contributing to the advertisements because I think they're afraid that, oh my goodness, what they say is really controversial. What if somebody comes after me? Well, I encourage everybody to read Revelation 21:8, and there's a little list of scallywags. Look at the first one on the list, the characteristic of the first one on the scallywag list in Revelation 21:8. It's scary things I'm saying today, but I'm a little bit weird but true. David Allen Carmichael, Preservative Talk Radio, coming back to you and excited for it. I'm excited about what's happening in Soddy Daisy, Tennessee, and Hickson, surrounding areas, Middle Valley, and everywhere. And looking forward to the things that we're going to be doing with Copperhead 1240 as the months and seasons approach here. Check out PreservativeTalkRadio.com and our podcast, PreservativeTalkRadio.net.